New York. Global music icon Taylor Swift announced her highly anticipated 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, sparking excitement across the music world and her vast fan base. The reveal came during an episode of the New Heights podcast hosted by her boyfriend, NFL star Travis Kelce, and his brother Jason Kelce. In a teaser clip shared on Instagram, Swift held a blurred-out version of the album cover and shared the title, while the full podcast episode is scheduled to premiere at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, 11 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. The official album release date is yet to be announced on Swift's website, which currently offers pre-orders for the vinyl, $30, cassette, $20, and a CD bundled with a poster, $13. Swift, a 14-time Grammy winner with record-breaking achievements including four Album of the Year trophies, follows up her monumental The Tortured Poets Department, which debuted with 2.61 million album and streaming units in its first week, becoming 2024's best-selling album. The previous album set records with the largest streaming week ever on Spotify and the biggest vinyl sales week in modern times. The announcement follows closely on the heels of Swift's recent acquisition of the master recordings for her first six albums, a landmark deal that returned full control of her music after a protracted dispute with her former record label. Fans worldwide were drawn into the album's rollout, which began with a mysterious countdown timer on Swift's official website. The clock struck zero at 12:12 a.m. Eastern Time on August 12, coinciding with the podcast reveal. Simultaneously, billboards in New York City and Nashville displayed Spotify codes linking to a playlist titled And, Baby, That's Show Business for You, featuring 22 songs all produced by Max Martin and Shellback. The duo famously collaborated with Swift on her 1989 and Reputation albums, making the reunion a highly anticipated prospect. Industry insiders and fan forums are abuzz with speculation that The Life of a Showgirl could mark a creative reunion with these producers, who helped define Swift's signature pop sound more than 7 years ago. Beyond music, Swift's Eras Tour has been hailed as an economic phenomenon, credited with boosting local economies and even coining the term Swiftflation to describe the temporary surge in prices in cities hosting her concerts. With pre-order queues already stretching for hours on Swift's website, anticipation is building for what promises to be one of the biggest music events of 2025.